Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what up?
What's up?
Yo,
what's up, everybody?
What's going on?
Going on.
What up? What's the deal?
What's up, everyone?
Nothing much.
This is Blog Talk Radio. This is our world. That's on the menu.
And culture.
Yes, it is. And we're going to be talking about a good topic tonight. And the guest calling number is 347-324-3395. For everyone to call in, and got a good topic going on tonight. So, our topic for tonight is appropriation. Will we ever get our just due?
Oh, well. I don't know. That's a good question. That is really good question.
Will we ever get our just? Now, what prompted this topic? Can we talk about it?
Oh, sure, we can. So, I noticed that they had added breakdancing to the Olympics. And I'm just curious as to if we're going to get, you know, is there going to be a backstory, you know, are we going to get any type of credit for the, you know, the creation of it, like
for something,
you know,
that we've been doing for years.
Yeah, exactly. I just wonder. Yeah, because I find it interesting. Like I said. Is being added. Why, I don't know, but all right, it's whatever. It's being added, and I guess that's a leg up for the culture.
Well,
but,
let's talk about that. Like, why is something like that being added to the Olympics? Like, I've never really watched the Olympics myself. Okay, except for maybe certain things. You know, like if I'm glimpsing at it, or I just happen to turn to it, and it's something, you know, that I'll see, but. I would like to know as well, like, why is something like that being added to the Olympics? Because isn't that supposed to be more of, like, physical activity, like, more of gymnastics?
It's a sport.
Yeah, like, more of a sport. So now, when did breakdancing become a sport? That's supposed to be, this is dancing, this is a cultural thing. So when did that become, now it's a sport? When did that all of a sudden, you know, like, okay, breakdancing is a sport. You know, it's physical activity, but that's not a sport. That's something that we've done, you know, that you know, our people have done or started, okay, black and brown people have started as a cultural thing, as something to, you know, that was for the, you know, from in the streets, you basically say.
Yeah, exactly. So that's why like I said, I mean, you know, some people would be like, you know, why question it? You know, other people would just be like, you know, feel the same way that I feel, or we feel at this moment. You know, but my whole thing is, why is it a thing of where, like I said, where did it come from? It's being added on the list as a sport, like,
right?
It was never a sport, you know. It's something that we did, you know, at parties, you know, entertainment, things of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
Like growing
so
up and being a part of the culture, is that
right.
I really see that there's a lot of culture vulturing out there,
mm-hmm.
And
exactly.
We are not looked at, this generation is not the keepers you know, of the torch. You know, they're not the guardians of the gate. So they kind of let, you know, the culture go to the wayside. While meanwhile, there are other people from other walks of life that are actually upholding the culture better than, you know, with some type of dignity. And as you can see, I mean, listen, if it wasn't for other people doing it, it probably wouldn't have never made it to Olympics. It would have just stayed in the street. It would have stayed a hood thing, a black thing. But since now you have people out there claiming it as their own or feel that they do it better, this is what we have. It's been recognized.
Right. So now,
so
also, you know, I've, you know, if you put it out there, now, I, you know, ever since, you know, George Floyd and Breonna Taylor, you know, is that now like, okay, we're going to, to me, and I'm seeing a lot of that lately, and it's kind of irking me with that because it seems like, once again, everybody wants to get on board with, okay, let's get on board with the black people. Let's get on board with this. You know, we're going to me, it's like, okay, let's include breakdancing into the Olympics to show our, I guess you could say, what can I say, like, oh, their respect for us or something like that. That's how that's kind of looking to me. Like, oh, well, let's show our respect. Because even with, like, you know, like, I know, like I said, I noticed after those things that happened, especially with George Floyd, I noticed that, like I said, all these companies and movie companies and places and everything else, everybody is like trying to overdo it, like they're trying to overcompensate for, like
you say, throwing us a bone.
We're going to give you a big sorry. This is the big sorry, so we're going to add this and we're going to add that and we're going to take this off of TV and we're going to do this. And every time you see a commercial for one of those, you know, for somebody, they just got to add something in that has to do with black people to make, I guess, to say, oh, we're going to try to make you guys feel better. And that's how I'm looking at that with the breakdancing thing. So now all of a sudden, like I said, you also want to add something with our culture in it into the Olympics, because, but guess what? Look at all the years that you've had. Well, like I said, black people have been in the Olympics, but you made a mockery out of them. Look at years ago, I think it was the 60s or the 70s. I don't know the guys' names, but the two black guys, and I think, I don't know if they were runners, I don't know what it was, but when they put the black power fist up, they had a problem with that.
Well, yeah, I mean, well, you know, of course, you know, George Floyd and, you know, Breonna Taylor, as well as many others. I mean, it's changed. It's put, you know, it's put some people on notice. Some people are, you know, kind of riding the wave of it as a thing about marketing. Some people don't want to lose the black dollar.
Right, absolutely.
And some people just kind of want to be like, hey, you know, we're not with that piece. You know, this is what we're going to do. We're either going to donate or we're going to highlight this. And we're going, oh, we'll give you that. I mean, that's what it basically, to me, boils down to. Because no one was trying to recognize some of the things that we're doing before. But like I said, I just wonder what's going to happen going forward. So when since they're adding this, how are they going to go about doing it? And is there going to be a backstory on it where they're like, hey, this came from here and this started here and this was started by who?
Right.
Or they're just going to skip over all that and they're going to be like, yeah, it's been getting hip hop and this and that and the third and blah, 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 blah. And this country is taking them with this with it and that with it. This is where it's at right now.
Right, absolutely. Because you know that, you know, that's, you know, what they're good for doing is doing that, and then not, you know, giving us our props on, you know, just like you said, a background story. Just put it out there and making it like, oh, this is this new thing. It's not a new thing. It's nothing new about that.
No, it is nothing new. And that's the whole thing. And like I said, with that being said, I'm just, you know, it's interesting. You know, besides the Olympics, you know, there's just some there's so much, you know, from the music to fashion, you know, just a lot of things that we're just, you know, it's all right to, you know, do as we do, but we can't, you know, our faces, like, we can't be seen in the mix of things, so we can't be a part of it, you know. And it's like I have, you know, of course I take big issue with it. Like this whole thing with Vlad TV. Now, I don't know if you're familiar with Vlad, but there's this guy who goes around, you know, interviewing, you know, people, you know, in hip hop and, you know, have them tell their stories. And the thing that I've really liked about Vlad was the fact that, you know, sometimes he asks questions that just shouldn't be asked. But then at the same time, you know, if these guys are going to give it up, then, you know, hey, I guess it just makes for a good story for him. So
right. There's
this guy, this hip-hop guy, rap guy called Casanova. And apparently he made, and I saw a couple of those interviews, but I saw him when he was saying stuff like, yeah, he asked him a question, did you stab people in prison? He said, yes. Did you do this in jail? He was like, yes. And then now he's been arrested, and they're using that video and everything that he said against him and bringing him up on charges.
Wow.
Now, what do you think about that, Hot Rod?
He deserves it. Shut your mouth. Know your role and shut your mouth, okay? You want your props? You don't know nothing. That's the bottom line.
Right.
You know.
Well, it used to be a time where bad boys moved in silence, but now they just yapping all over the place.
Yeah, but that's why that rapper, 69, I never know his name. That orange guy with the rainbow hair, whatever his name is.
Oh, yeah.
Tekashi 69.
Yeah.
Don't ask me what song. You don't want to sound old when you sound old when you don't know who these artists are. But think about it. Back then, we know all type of music, you know. Whether it's rap, R&B, country, you know what these artists are. Today, artists like, who? Lil Nas, Big Red, Lil Red, Brother B, Hot Rod. What? Who are these people?
They don't even have those type of names. They don't even have those type of names. They have them crazy names. That these are normal names. That them names that you can't pronounce half that stuff. They have.
Yeah, but it's like,
at least
you
back
the
in
props.
The days, their names are missing.
Right.
Yeah. Well, you remember those names back in them days. These names, you're not going to remember them, really.
Well,
because
some of them are not
like
in
someone
the, in
told
the
me, not to go
being remembered. Yeah.
Yes. I'm like, Beyonce, you're going to remember Beyonce's name, right? But are you going to remember her music 20 years later or 30 years later?
Maybe not. Maybe some of them young people.
Exactly. Like, but the artists back then, you remember their names today. Barry White. Dionne Warwick, you remember their music. Michael Jackson. Those are artists back then.
They made an impact. They made an impact. You know what I'm saying? Like that soul.
And they kept their mouth shut back then.
Well, yeah. Well, things are different. Remember, no one really wanted to talk to them. You know, they were famous, but it's just certain places they can go, certain places, you know, things they can do, you know, things of that nature. Like it, you know.
Yes.
We were hip. Until our faces were plastered all over the place, and then that became a problem. You know, it's just like
I think it's more
it's
the code, like I said, the code of back in the days. Like you don't talk about what you do in your songs. Like these young men or young people, they talk about everything. They just say everything, even from the sex, what they do sexually to what they do in the street. You're not supposed to talk about everything. I tell these young people all the time, y'all done broke all 10 of Biggie Crack Commandments because y'all sit up there and listen to Biggie this, and y'all big up Brooklyn and all that other stuff, but y'all just be selling everything. Y'all just say everything.
Yeah, but are we in a good
They don't do story. My thing is they don't do storytelling. My thing is they don't do storytelling. They just tell, you know, just like I said, they just tell everything.
Tell everything, or is it our right to tell the truth or tell what's on our mind? Don't we have the freedom of speech, quote unquote?
Absolutely. But you once again, if you know that you're a person that are in that you're in the streets and you do certain things, and as Brother B said, you're doing an interview with someone that is going to ask you certain types of questions. You listen. You don't have to tell you why are you telling this dude all this because guess what? I'm gonna tell you like this. That dude will have an obligation, and guess what? He's being watched. Like everybody's being watched by somebody. So guess what? If you get on this guy's show and you're saying, "Oh, I did this and I stabbed this dude in jail and this, that, and other," that guy has an obligation because then they're gonna come after him and be like, "Listen, he just sold you such and such and such. You can't just sit there and let that rock."
Everybody's hating on somebody right now for
right.
some reason.
Right, you can't sit there and just, you know, say what you want to say, and then you know, that person has an obligation because then it's like they're going to start looking at him like, okay, you got these type of people on your show, and this dude did a crime, and he's telling you that he did a crime, and he's admitting to it. And they already, like I said, they already watch these rappers, like they already watch all of these, like I said, they watch everybody, but they already watch them.
Well, they have to be tough. They got to show the streets that they're tough guys, or tough. Complaining.
Right, but then look what it's costing you. Just like, what's that other young man? Oh my God, Bobby Shmurda. Okay, that young man, and was selling all that. So the next thing you know, they get him in a they get him in the what was it? They want to sign him. And he's going on top of the table, looking like a daggone fool. Next thing you know, you're behind is locked up somewhere.
And we always, the sad part is we always give them that. We always wind up giving them us. We hand ourselves over. You know, it's just
peace,
sad.
Peace.
Oh,
what's up,
Ron? What's up, brother?
Ron.
You know,
yeah.
It's just sad that...
Now, you know, Ron will give us up now. Be careful. Ron will rat on us.
No. Oh, you're so stupid.
I mean, it's just sad that no one ever changes, like, make an attempt to change the narrative of what we continuously do to shoot ourselves in the foot. We just keep following the same old pattern over and over again. And it's annoying. Like, I can't believe, like I said, I watched that interview, and I can't believe that this guy was actually up there, especially some of the other rappers, which just, you know, just makes everybody else's claim that, yeah, these rappers are dumb, or these black people are stupid. I mean, you're sitting up there, guys ask you questions. Did you stab anybody? Yeah, I did that. Did you sell drugs? Yeah, I did. Really?
Just like how Rod said. Oh, I
and
I
put it on
first.
Social media.
Right.
And I put it on social media, dude.
I gotta be tough. He want to be tough in front of Vlad. But Vlad is like, yeah, all right. You can be tough if you want to, but guess what? I got an obligation. I got to do my job.
Now, there's a guy.
Yeah,
I sold
drugs, but not recently.
Stupid. You know, there's an artist named Royce the 5'9", and he's been very outspoken when it comes down to Vlad TV, because you know, there are individuals out there that believe he's involved with the faith, and he's, you know, actually helping them to track, you know, some of these individuals with the things that they say. So with that being said, once again, I don't even see why people are still messing with him. I don't even see why people are still messing with people that mean us.
Because people love that type of crap. People love that type of crap. That's why.
Right? Exactly.
It doesn't make sense to us, but to them it does.
So now this guy goes back to now. So now he's in jail, and you notice they got Lil Wayne in jail too.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know why.
Like, you're making all of this money,
and you're spending all of it on lawyers. And you now you're going to jail. So now you're spending money and you're not making money. So now what? And this
well,
is
I guess
he got enough money.
He feel that, you know, I'm not going to be in here long, or I can, you know, bail myself out, or I can, you know, I got the money to get my, you know, just like you said, I got the money to pay these boys to get me out. But just like you said, but, you know, you're not really making anything for yourself, or you're not building a future for your for yourself. And then you got all these kids. It's like, what are you, you know, what are you making for your children?
Well, you're not paying anything for
stupid.
Well, you're not, they're not
it's
doing
called
anything
selfish,
for the culture.
It's called intelligence.
Like I said, they're not doing anything positive for the culture.
Right.
Which is sad.
They're doing shit positive.
So
they're doing shit positive for themselves.
Well, yeah.
Yep.
So now what happens is they step in and they say, well, listen, you can't handle this, so then we'll take care of it for you. You know, we'll take your formula, we'll run with it, and, you know, we'll make money since you guys can't seem to stay out of jail, stay out of trouble, stay out of the casket.
You know, he sold his, Lil Wayne sold his shit. He sold his joint for $100 million. He sold his whole catalog.
For what?
He going to jail.
For what?
I don't know. Bob Dylan sold it. He sold his whole catalog for $300 million. You know what I mean? And it's just like, I don't know why these cats did that shit.
Right,
you know
exactly.
I mean?
Why would you sell your whole catalog like that?
Well, Lil Wayne, I don't know what to be. I guess he needed court money. Something crazy.
Yeah,
because
he sure enough ain't making, he's not making, you know, I don't think his, I mean, his last album people probably bought and all that other stuff, but it's like you're not really, you know, hot. See, and that's another thing that these young people don't realize that, it's all right, once again, it's okay. You want to be a rapper, that's fine. But you have to realize you're getting older or you get older. You're not going to have that same impact you had when you were a young person or when you was hot. You got to get older. So at the end of the day, you got to start being smart about your decisions, what you do, how you do, who you talk to out there, and how you deal with your finances.
Mm-hmm.
And I was explaining that to my younger son the other day. Like you have to realize that once again, as you get older, your audience is going to change. Them young people are not going to be listening to you like they used to.
Unless you stay hot.
Yeah, but how long you going to? You can't be 40 and 50 years old.
R. Kelly did it for
you. R. Kelly is an R&B artist. We're talking about rap or R&B and rap. That's two different things.
The only one that really lasts is the 80s. Listen, 70s, 80s, and 90s hip hop, man. Late 70s. You know, 80s, 90s, the golden era, you know, of hip hop, the old school. That's the only one that's really going to stick around and last.
Right.
Because these cats, they're not even making music of any substance. They're not saying anything.
Right, absolutely.
It's, you know, it's all drug induced music that has this really no bearing. It's just music with no direction.
Right.
That's all it is. It's just sound. It gets to a point where it's not even music anymore, it's just sound. And it's not your generation's music, but it's just the fact that what are you saying? What are you doing? Like, what are you giving back? All you're talking about is guns, drugs, and nothing else. And
well, Busta came out and did it. Busta came out and did it.
Yeah, of course he did.
Busta came out and did it.
And see, appropriation. That has to do with appropriation, too, because once again, they take that. They look at that and say, "Oh, well, that's how they're making their money, and that's how they, you know, this is how they do these things. So you know what? We're going to do it and try and do it better than them, or we're going to take it and act like it's something new. You know, like that. That's where that comes in at as well. And then that's when you get that new audience, and that's when they start making money off of something that we already done did or we already put out there."
That whole thing with what's that brother Casanova? I was like, oh my god, oh my god, and it's just like he's facing life in jail. You know what I mean? And I'm like, Damn, I'm like, I remember him being at the club, spending 10,000. Your strip clubs, spending 10,000. You could never get a tip out of that dude. But he come and you get him home, you ain't getting him tips all that money. Wouldn't give
but
you
now,
a damn.
But once again, but now look at the situation. Now look at him. All because he sat down and he spoke to this dude. And now, I mean, in my opinion, there should be no more.
It ain't the dude's fault. It ain't the dude's fault. Like you said, it ain't his fault, really. You know?
It is, but it isn't. Because they know, he knows what he's doing.
White man got to answer to white men. Who do we got to answer to beside white men? We got to draw the line.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
you
gotta learn
gotta
how to draw the line.
You gotta do more than that because, like I said, it's getting out of control. You know, it's like I said, it's disheartening to know that
you don't twist their arm.
I don't know.
You twist their arm.
So now,
you know,
what do you think, Ron? I'm gonna ask him. What do you think of we're going to go back to the breakdance in the Olympics? What do you think about that?
It's stupid. It's 40 years too late, and it's stupid.
You think it should be in it at all? I don't think it should be in it at all, but
it's more ways for other people to make money off our culture. Culture that we create. You know, and they know ain't nobody they know the last cuz the last time nobody paid attention to that. But they got the X Games. The X Games was popping for vanilla people, and people who want to surf on snow. That's on them. I think all that stuff is stupid. and the people that run the world don't even jump. They just point and click. Put them there, put them over there, let them do that. You know?
I mean, I never looked at breakdancing as a sport. You know.
No, it's
stupid.
It's stupid.
But once again, like I was saying earlier to Red, there are other ethnicities, other people who seem to think that they can do it better than Offset, because you know this generation is not keeping the culture. At all.
Watch a Korean win. Watch a Korean win.
Of course. Because you know what
they're crazy about breakdance and b-boying over in Korea, Germany. They're crazy about that. They are crazy. Love it. They love. You can't even speak b-boy. Are you b-boy? How much money Grandmaster Caz made when he was going overseas? You know, Grandmaster Caz, Grand Wizard Theodore, graffiti artist was making money in the 80s going overseas.
Mm. Yeah, they're the ones that are actually the keepers of the culture now. They're the ones that are doing it. They're the ones that have taken it and ran. And yo, I can't not say hustle.
I remember working at an event they had at the Apollo for breakdancing or something years back or something. And the guy's like, "Oh, you like the way it's like you like the way he does this?" And that shit was corny, bro. No. No. How do you say no in Korean? I forget how he said it, but I was like, "Did you good?" That's no.
No, right?
No,
just no.
That's why.
No,
just no.
Whack. No, I'm not saying none of that. It's just another way they can make money. That's all they're doing. Pay attention.
Yeah, that's
so they can get so they can get money. But ain't nobody really stressing the Olympics, and it's below the Olympic, thing. It's below them. It's beneath them. And it's sad that they got a result to that. using this part of Negro culture. Of all the other stuff, of all the other stuff that you could have done.
Right. But I still say, like I said before, I think they're doing it because, like I said, with everything that was going on, you know, with from George Floyd to Breonna Taylor and many others, like I said, everybody wants to jump on board with the black thing now. And it's like, why, like, once again, this is why, you know, things, you know, are not being taken seriously, because it's like as soon as that, you know, at all those things happen, now you want to jump on board with everything. When everything got out of hand, when that volcano exploded, now everybody, oh my God, we gotta put a top on that volcano, because you know what, it's too much. It's too much lava. We can't clean all this up. You know what? We gotta do something. That's how Negroes, I feel that they're doing it.
2021, a whole lot of Negroes don't wake up. If they didn't wake up. You hear about the...
Well, they should be woke up already.
No, it shouldn't, but hey, you woke, so you got to make it. You got to wake up others. You see the vaccine, how the vaccine has been known to cause Bell palsy. Vaccines that come from Pfizer.
No.
They got
no. Nah, I didn't read up on that yet.
Oh,
you go
yeah,
on
I
my
did
page.
Not read up
you
on
go
it,
on my,
yeah.
You go on my page. I posted mad stuff. About, I think it was on the Ronald Williams page or the Ron Wright L. Bay page. When you go over there, check it out. There's little clips. Lord Jamore posted some stuff. You know what I mean? Shout out to Lord Jamore.
No doubt.
Oh, I
have. So basically, there's flaws with the vaccine already.
Nah.
Not like
what
we,
happened
not
is
like we didn't know that.
They have a track record. From the 90s, this vanilla chick, she was breaking it down from the 90s about how they've been paying out cats that, you know, that got jammed up. They paying cats that got jammed up by these vaccines from Pfizer. Pfizer make good pills, but they don't make good vaccines. You know what I mean? Because, you know, Pfizer makes, you know, its money maker is.
Well, they're rushing to try to get some of that federal money, that government money. So they're rushing.
Yeah,
you know, they're jumping into the race, the vaccine race, so they can.
But they make it from London. They made it for England. They made it for Russia, and they're doing it for America. It's the same vaccine over three different companies, over the three or four different companies, but they all come out of Pfizer. See, that's the thing. See, like what Facebook is going through, like they're trying to accuse Facebook, or they are accusing Facebook of being a monopoly. Pfizer broke their shit up in the 90s. They got the same company selling the same shit under different names. That's going to come out too.
Wow.
This was a company that was teetering on trillion dollars. When 2005, how they just started talking about trillionaire companies and how the ads are trillionaires, you know what I mean? 2005, 2003, Pfizer was already there. Their stocks is crazy now. You know what I mean? If you bought stock, if you was listening to Dr. Watkins.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was talking about doing the pharmaceutical joint last year. And if you didn't get in on Pfizer, the stock's going to be crazy. Stocks are crazy now for Pfizer. You know what I mean? Getting that money. You're going to get money. They've been paid.
Well,
They've been paying out lawsuits. They've been paying $20 million here. $40 billion here, $80 million here. They've been paying out lawsuits every two to three years.
Well, I think it's a grab and go. That's what I think it is. I think it's like, you know what I'm saying, get everybody all hyped up, sell off a whole bunch of this, and then, you know, have universe forbid a couple of people drop dead or get sick. The stock is going to drop. The cats are going to pull their money out, and stock's going to drop. Meanwhile, they made off like a bandit.
There was a sister.
You know what I'm saying?
There was a sister said like 100 people. What was it? They paid 100 people $100,000 each in England to take this vaccine. She was saying they're either dead or very sick. But the media hasn't been bringing no promotions to it since it happened.
Well, hell no. Why would they highlight that? If that's the truth, what are you cooking? Are you cooking something and sharing it wrong?
Yes. I'm minding my business. I'm cooking something, yes.
Yeah.
You can't have none because you're not here. You're not here.
Yeah, I'm working.
I want some.
Come and get it, baby. Come and get it.
Oh, listen, y'all talk that when I get off. But anyway, of course the media is not going to, play into it because they don't want to create that atmosphere where everybody's going to be like, I'm not taking it, because they're busy trying to encourage people to take it.
Right, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? And that goes, the big time that goes against, so somebody's getting, a couple of news agencies probably getting their pockets lined to keep their mouth shut.
On my page, I got a clip from Mike Wallace, did on 60 Minutes, about the swine flu in 76, about how it started out at Fort Lee, New Jersey. Started out out there. One guy, now watch this, one military guy had got into a situation where they did a forced march. Everybody had to get up. This guy was sick. He had flu-like symptoms, but didn't have the flu. He passed out when he came back from the march, or in the middle of the march, he passed out and died. There was other people that got sick, other soldiers that got sick. One of the soldier squadron leaders gave him mouth-to-mouth to resuscitate him.
But he didn't get
whatever the guy had that died. They had outbreak. They had an outbreak in the 70s, 76, 75. When they tell you about it, it's usually already happened, so it happened before. So 75. They sent his stroke culture down to the CDC in Atlanta, and they said it was the swine flu. So the swine flu, it created this pandemic, mini pandemic back then, like, oh, it killed 20 million people in Europe. In 1910, Gerald Ford got on TV. Oatmeal Man got on TV and talked that shit. Got people. He got people on TV, and he was talking about it. Next thing they made the vaccine. Oh, you have to take the vaccine. And they had commercials. Oh, see how easy it is? Just roll your sleeve up. Had a commercial.
We know that these things are nothing new. We know this stuff is not nothing new. Like I said, they want to push a vaccine. This is all about, it's all about money.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that. We know this is all about money.
What money?
I think there's a little bit more.
The vaccine is free. The shots are free. What money? What money are you talking about?
The shots are free, but the stocks aren't.
That's one aspect of it. You know what I'm saying?
The flu shot, that's free too.
The people that got it in 76, a bunch of people got sick. Getting that swine flu joint. A bunch of people got sick. They had one chick on there. She was jammed up. It was one boy had the. They think he had the swine flu. Did what he ever had to do, and he got healed without the vaccine.
Without the vaccine.
Mm-hmm. Crazy.
Well, yeah, I mean,
crazy.
It's not, but that's the thing. The vaccine is not necessary. It's not necessary. You know what I'm saying? That's the thing with the vaccine. It's not necessary. It's just, if you want to take it, it's like the flu shot. If you want to take it, you can take it. But there's some places.
But they're gonna make it mandatory.
And I think that's wrong. I really think that's wrong.
We know it's wrong.
Because you're asking someone to choose in between, their livelihood and their life. I mean,
Come on now. I mean, if you're making it mandatory for me, then you got to put some guarantees on paper for me. Because if I turn around and get violent and sick and something happens to me, then my family is going to have to sue you.
Right. Exactly.
Now, unless you're willing,
they're going to put something in place for that. You know.
Oh yeah, and I'm like, no, then that's when they're going to have to take it to court. What's up?
Byron, you keep thinking they care. We had this conversation.
I don't think they care. Listen, brother, I don't think they care.
You think they don't care, brother? You saying stuff, man. they don't care.
Well, obviously they don't, especially since it's, listen, they've already shown us how much they don't really care. Look, so what was it? They were talking about doing another Cleopatra movie. And what are they going to do? They're going to put the chick that played Wonder Woman in it. And they tried to make some whole type of case for like, oh, well, she's, you know, from that region, you know, so, you know, she is better. No, just stop. Just stop. Like, stop with the whitewashing. Stop with the appropriation. Like, just stop. Like, just stop. Like, she doesn't need to play a part. Just like Elizabeth Taylor. Just like, you know, the movies that we grew up on. You know, everybody, how you going to live in the desert and be pale?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You ain't got no type of sunburn whatsoever.
But the difference between Jewish chick and Elizabeth Taylor is a good actress.
Yeah, but still, she didn't, but, you know, her color didn't fit the role. That's what I'm talking about. Because once again, like I said, it goes back to, you know, original topic. Because, you know, sometimes we start off with one thing and we go on other things, but it's the appropriation thing. It's the stuff that we just keep, you know, getting ourselves jammed up on. It's like we'll probably get ourselves jammed up on this whole vaccine thing. Because you're going to, I mean, it's just as many as you have black people that say, or melanated people that's going to say, I'm not taking it. You're going to have some more that do.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? And it's already, you already see that this whole COVID thing doesn't treat every host the same way. It reacts differently. So with that being said, how could you make a vaccine that, like, you know what I'm saying? For how could you make a blanketed vaccine for something that seems to mutate?
Well, wait till you see the commercials. Oh, the commercials are coming.
Oh yeah. They already not for the vaccine, but they already, you know, what killed me is the, you know, commercials that they have. Like I said, they're telling you to go take it. And my thing is this, I'll say this. With them now, are they pushing that in other, I'll say, regions of neighborhoods, or are they just pushing that here in, you know, like mostly the black neighborhoods in terms of TV? Because, you know, with the Nielsen ratings and all other stuff, are they pushing that more here or other, you know, or other, you know, other, you know,
I think they're pushing it more other places.
Coming to a hood near you. Coming to a hood near you.
Yeah, I think so.
And it coincides with the interracial commercials, the interracial advertising.
Oh yeah, I don't even want to listen. That's a totally another topic because I've been seeing commercials lately that, you know, you would think that black men don't even exist.
Really? They got a Ralph Lauren commercial with a so-called brother with a vanilla chick, and she's pregnant, and they wearing Ralph Lauren. I was like, whoa. I was like, whoa, Ralphie baby. From the Bronx? Not Mr. Lipschitz. From the Bronx?
Wow.
Well,
I mean, you know, we're never going to get our just due. You know, the as much as, you know, we love our black women and we support them. You know, society and says otherwise. And the little bit of idiots out here that, you know, don't represent real, you know, strong melanated men, you know, for some reason, everyone hears them more than they hear the real men.
And
right.
They just created
they
a bad situation.
They control the TV stuff. Mm.
Yeah,
well,
and
think
and
about
that's,
it. With,
and that's the problem.
Well, let's talk about like I'll tell you this. With we're gonna talk about appropriation with hair. Now it's okay. Now why is it that you know you have okay? Look at the stories that you have of these kids with you know dreads or certain type of hairstyles, and they want you know these schools don't want the children with those type of hairstyles. They want them to cut the hair, cut the dreads, and all this other stuff. But then or they don't like them with this and other. But then you have the as Ron says, the vanilla people kids. And they come into school and they got different color hair and they, you know, trying to do their hair like ours, you know, with the braids and all this other stuff. And it's being looked upon like, oh, my God, that's a beautiful thing. Like, okay, for instance, the Kardashian kids. Black women been braiding their hair for years. And as soon as one of them Kardashian chicks put the little two little cornrows in their hand, it's like, oh, my God, she's sporting cornrows. I've been doing that for
mm-hmm.
years.
Mm-hmm. Some white women do.
Bo Derek. I mean, we remember Bo Derek with those little braids in the hair and everything like that. But you know, a little black girl
she
has those braids in her hair.
They didn't make a big deal about Bo Derek because she can actually act. White women can act.
Well, I don't care about her acting. But my thing is, you know, we didn't look at those things really because, like I said, we were all kind of young at that time, and it wasn't a big impact. But now that we're all older and we all are conscious of certain things now, it's like, why was that? Or you know, why they were making such a big difference? And like I said, at that time, black women were wearing hair like that all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But when she didn't do it, it was like, oh my God.
See, the thing is what we fail to realize is, like, you pay attention. See, if you pay attention to it, then they'll do it. You know what I mean? But if you don't pay attention to it, they won't make a big deal about it. You know, just like that movie Exodus that came out. Exodus was supposed to be the second coming of the Ten Commandments. Did I see it? I just still didn't see it. It was corny. And it sucked. It was Christian Bale box office bomb. He turned that down. He turned down Batman. He turned down another Batman to do that. All because he didn't want to be typecast. Nigga, you're not doing nothing else. You're a mediocre actor. He's a mediocre actor. You dig what I'm saying?
I like
mediocre
him in American
actor.
Psycho.
American Psycho was corny.
We're not gonna argue about that, cause that's my movie. We ain't gonna argue about that.
anyway, but it's their money. It's their money. They can do what they want to do, but we can't pay them attention. We can't pay them no mind. We pay them with attention, and you pay them with your money too. They win twice. You know what I mean? We ain't gotta lean on the vanilla dude no more. We got Tyler Perry. Lean on Tyler Perry. Lean on Coogler, the brother that did the Black Panther. Lean on Spike Lee. Break his neck. Lean on him. You know what I mean? Until he get it right. No, Spike. Yo, you fucking up. You know what I mean? If you roll on him, he's like, you get a red carpet situation, a premiere or something. Spike Lee's going to be there. You get ten black women. I go up to Spike Lee, hey, come here. We'd like a word with you.
Like 10 black women.
10 black women? You 10 black men scared the shit out of me. Listen, nobody's scared of 10 black women. You know, except the dude that did wrong. So anyway, you go up to Spike and you tell him, we don't like the content that you've been pushing. Either you push something that we can all agree on for us, or we're going to boycott you. Go to BET.
But that's the thing. BET, yeah, okay. They Viacom owns them. See, you already know how that works.
Yeah.
But the thing is, my whole thing is what it's like we can only do but so much. Because once again, we don't own anything. A lot of us talk about how we bosses, but we really ain't owning them. We don't have the control, and we don't call the shots.
No, but listen.
Yeah, but wait
movies,
a minute. Yeah, we're in. But wait a minute. We're in demand. We're in demand, though. We don't own shit. We don't call the shots, but yet we're in demand.
Mhm.
Okay.
So I find that really interesting.
I've been alive 6 months. You need to move mountains, heaven and earth, to put Negroes in commercials and movies that don't belong. I'm like looking at
me. Yeah, but what about Tyler Perry owns his own thing?
Now,
yeah, but
so you lean on him. And surprisingly, him of all people, with the little bit I watched, he doesn't have a lot of rainbow stuff in his movies anymore.
Okay.
He doesn't have a lot of that. There's a lot of women.
Well, it's only a matter of time before somebody actually brings that up. It's only a matter of time.
But at the same time, it's like you lean on these cats, man. It's like they make movies for black. We are their audience. Even though we don't own stuff, we are their audience. Who are you making this crap for? You get on him and inspect him and be like, yo, what's this sister shit? What's that, sisters? What's that? You know, every time you turn around, sister, she always laid up in the bed with somebody. How kind of shit is that? You know what I mean? What kind of message is that? You got to go down to his farm.
He got to get
a
check, too.
You got to go down to his farm to protest.
Listen, Tyler Perry got to get a check, too. You know what I'm saying?
But we support
Somebody's
him.
Somebody's writing checks to him.
We support him.
But we support him, yes. Because, you know what I'm saying, he has a lot more than the average. It's like a lot of them, you know, support Okra. She has a lot more than the average, but somebody,
who's your core?
To someone.
Yeah, no problem.
He still answers to someone.
His core audience, 70%, 65%, 60% to 75% of his core audience is Negroes. You telling me we ain't got no
thing?
You got to be out your mind.
But the thing is, listen, there's a big difference between say and stake. We can say what we want to say, but we ain't really got no stake in this shit. Because if they want to call the shots and say it's shut down, then it's shut down.
Right?
And that's what it boils down to. Listen, look at Harvey Weinstein. At least he was allowed to put away his money and do a few things before they actually put his ass in whatever little Club Med jail they put him in. We ain't got that type of juice. We ain't got
a family. No,
all we
got a family
do
business.
Is make a
he got
a
family. He got stupid. He got family business. You know what I mean? He got a family business. If he didn't have no family business, he would have been just like R. Kelly. Get him in jail now. Get him.
Poor Bill.
Bill. They trying to get him out. Well, get the charges erased or reversed or whatever.
Well, you know, I find some interesting. I mean, and I don't mean to jump back, but listen, I know that you see how they're trying to throw Cuomo under the bus now. But you know, that's maybe we'll save that for Tuesday.
Well, what happened?
Sexual allegation on Cuomo.
Oh, what Pikachu? Pikachu did something foul?
They say, listen, some worker from years ago.
Oh yeah, he
like
probably
said,
did. Yeah, he did.
Because you know, the next thing is probably going to be a presidential run after this, or something close to it. Because you know he's been doing such a great job.
This is why he didn't want to do it, because certain bones come out of his closet.
Well, exactly, and it's coming out anyway because he's been. You know, he's been getting too many accolades. You know what I'm saying? So now somebody
I don't know why.
Listen,
I don't know why. What did he do?
Because he's taking more charge than Orange, than Agent Orange.
He ain't no fireman. He ain't nobody. He running.
I mean, listen, man.
Vanilla dude.
Like I said,
this vanilla dude on TV.
No matter what, brother. We can say what we want, but like I said, it's all about stake in the game, and we really don't have that. Like, we're pawns on the chessboard. That's the problem. And we're going to remain pawns until we just, like, hey, listen, we can't give this of ourselves anymore. We can't give you our music. We can't give you our culture. We can't give you our strength. We can't give you our talents. We can't give you our creativity. So you know what? We just
want
to keep our stuff different from you and do what we got to do.
Our women, and children won't respect us as long as they got to rely on white people for anything. Our women and children will never respect us. Nah, you take that and smoke it, drink it, flip it like a flapjack. Do what you got to do. You sound tired. What happened to you?
Oh, me?
No, you.
I've been on the ground since 8 o'clock this morning. Sundays is my long day. Yeah, I've been, long day. But, even though we're about to wrap this up, like I said, man, it's just interesting how creative we are and success in our own right, yet we just really don't keep anything to ourselves. We don't have anything
because
they can't have it.
You got to renegotiate the deal. That's what Jay-Z said. You got to renegotiate how we do things with other people. Instead of doing the deal 70-30 in their favor, we got to do the deal 80-20 in our favor. You know what I mean? And you got to make the sacrifice. The true sacrifice is getting away from them, going without, just so we can have our own.
You
got to give up. You got to give up celebrating Christmas. You got to give up celebrating. Halloween. You got to give up that slave mentality.
Oh, no, we can't give up Halloween.
See what I mean?
No, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, it's true. You're absolutely right. We have to. Yeah, we got to make sacrifices, right?
Jews don't celebrate none of that stuff if it don't benefit them monetarily.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Right.
We the only people who still spend all this money on motherfuckers that still don't like you. We're still getting killed. What does your vote mean? Your vote does not mean that it's okay for Negroes to be on TV 24/7 now, where before they were just located at a certain station or certain stations at a certain time. You know what I mean? It's just like you can't get comfortable with that. We have not made it. We have not overcome nothing. You know what I mean? Nothing. Ain't nobody overcome nothing. I don't care if you had a black president. He's a clown. You know what I mean? He's a clown. He getting rich off being black. And he ain't really black.
Well, on that note, Brother Bond has shut it down and spoken. What up? Thanks again, everybody. Absolute truth. Tomorrow night, Blog Talk Radio, Hot Rod, Lady T, Sean Black, K-Dog. I think they come on, 10:30? And, we'll
on
be
Monday?
Back on Tuesday. Yeah, absolute truth. Yeah, and Dominion, we'll be up and running on Tuesday. Don't know the time.
Is the same number?
Yeah.
Same number on Monday?
Nah, it's different. I'll hit you with
okay.
that.
All
right.
Praise
everybody
God.
Have a good night.
Okay, guys.
Well, you enjoy that meal. You enjoy that meal you was crunching on, Ron.
It's already done. It's already done. Sorry.
I can tell. All right, y'all. Have a good one.
All right, y'all. Have a good night.
All right.
Later, guys.
Later. Later. Two icons of that has it between that and open with words covered as a city.
Thank you.